What is so important about this? Because there are some things that are beyond our control, like 9/11, like hurricanes, like some of these disasters that have hit all over the world. What message about personal responsibility would you define for us today?
Well, nobody hits 100% all the time. That's why they have batting averages. Otherwise, everyone just hit everything they went up to the bat to hit. I think what we have to learn is that there are going to be things that happen to us. Sometimes, you know, the game gets rained out. Sometimes you go and you do this great thing and you're all set to go and, you know, there's a fire in the hotel and your one big shot to be seen by the agents isn't going to happen. But what we all have to take responsibility for is not the event, but our response to it, because things are going to happen. And then I teach this model called E plus R equals O. It says there are events plus your response equals the outcomes you get in life. And if you're not getting the outcomes you want, then you have to change your response. And the word responsibility literally means the ability to respond, the ability to change our response until we get the outcome. So if you think of it as a simple mathematical formula, 2 plus 2 equals 4, and you don't like 4 because you're in debt, you're overweight, your kids aren't talking to you, your wife just left you, you just lost your job, whatever, then you have to say, well, what did I do to create that? And if I don't like it the way it is, I have to do something different. But unfortunately, what most people do is the different they do is that they blame the event. They complain about the economy. They blame the coaches. They blame the new rules. They blame the teachers, blame the kids and the parents for the fact that they're not learning, instead of saying, well, what am I doing that I could do differently to have them be more successful? So if we take responsibility to keep experimenting with new ways of being, new thoughts, new images, new behaviors, new ways of communicating, building in these success skills, then you're going to start getting better and better outcomes.